Hello and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Monday, January 26th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio article was narrated by a text-to-speech clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Trump said he would look into reducing the number of federal agents in Minnesota after a Border Patrol agent killed Alex Priddy, a 37-year-old ICU nurse and U.S. citizen. DHS claimed agents were on Nicollet Avenue for a targeted operation when Priddy approached them with a 9mm handgun intending to massacre law enforcement, and that he violently resisted being disarmed. Kristi Noem claimed Priddy had been brandishing a weapon, while Stephen Miller called him a domestic terrorist and an assassin. But bystander video showed Priddy holding a phone when agents first confronted him. Then an officer appeared to pull a handgun from his waistband area and step away. And less than a second later, an agent fired several rounds. At least 10 shots were fired within 5 seconds, and DHS said investigators were reviewing body camera footage from multiple agents. Trump initially blamed the death on Democrat-run sanctuary cities and states that he said created dangerous circumstances for everyone involved by refusing to cooperate with ICE. But Trump later said he had a very good call with Governor Tim Walz, while Walz's office called it productive, saying Trump agreed to speak with DHS about ensuring state investigators can conduct an independent investigation. Next, U.S. District Judge Eric Toestrude blocked DHS from destroying or altering evidence tied to the shooting. Minnesota's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, Hennepin County officials, and the state attorney general sued DHS, ICE, CBP, and the U.S. Border Patrol after state officials were blocked from participating in the investigation. DHS called claims it would destroy evidence ridiculous. Meanwhile, Trump sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minnesota to oversee ICE operations, and administration officials said senior Border Patrol commander Gregory Bovino was expected to leave Minneapolis. Bovino had become the public face of Operation Metro Surge, defending the killing and asserting, without evidence, that Priddy intended to massacre officers, while the Trump administration said Bovino would still lead Border Patrol nationally. About 140 House Democrats also signed on to articles of impeachment targeting Kristi Noem. In Washington, Senate Democrats threatened to block the House-passed funding package unless Republicans stripped out the DHS bill. Democrats said they would not vote to fund ICE and Customs and Border Protection without new guardrails and accountability after Priddy was killed, while Republicans signaled they would move ahead with the full package. And the White House said it did not want DHS funding separated out. Government funding was set to expire at the end of the week, and Republicans needed at least 7 Democratic votes to clear the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. In other news, the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Panel said polio, measles, and possibly all shots should be optional, arguing personal autonomy outweighed preventable deaths. The American Academy of Pediatrics told parents to ignore the CDC's revised federal guidance and instead follow its full childhood vaccine schedule, recommending immunizations for 18 diseases. Also, Moderna said it would not fund new late-stage vaccine trials because of U.S. hostility to immunizations, saying regulatory delays and narrower U.S. eligibility under HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. shrank the market and undercut returns. Finally, Trump threatened 100% tariffs on Canadian imports if Ottawa made a trade deal with China after Canada announced a new strategic partnership with China. Trump also said he would raise tariffs on South Korean autos, pharmaceuticals, and lumber from 15% to 25%, blaming Seoul's legislature for not approving a July 30th, 2025 trade deal. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keezer, and I'm glad you're here.